Peace and grace to you, brothers and sisters. Every time when I come to the Mandarin service, I feel very close. Even though my Mandarin is very basic and only conversational, I feel very close to you and to worship the Lord with you.
尽管我的国语是非常简单、非常基本，但是每次来到这里感觉非常亲切。
Brothers and sisters, as we read John chapter 17, let us be reminded that our Lord Jesus prayed for us.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们翻到约翰福音第十七章的时候，我们知道我们的主在为我们祷告。The
title of this message is God's glory revealed in His disciples.
这个信息是，就是God's
glory, God's splendor is revealed in His believers.
上帝的荣耀在他的信徒中得到彰显。And
as we will study more in depth the words of Jesus' prayer, let us remember when He prayed this prayer.
祷告的时候，让我们记得这个主为我们的祷告。He
prayed this prayer after he had the Last Supper with his disciples.
这个祷告是在主耶稣基督在进行圣餐之后的最后的晚餐之后的祷告。He
knew that after this fellowship with his followers, that he will be betrayed and ultimately killed.
在这个祷告之后，他知道他会离开他的跟随者，而且会被出卖。Because
in chapter 18 it says that after Jesus prayed these words, he went out to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he would be betrayed by one of his closest disciples.
在十八章里面写到，就是说在他离开这个，在他在这个祷告之后，会在。 伯大尼的地方，在克西马尼园的地方被一个门徒出卖。So
how is it that God will be glorified, or how is it that God was glorified in His believers?
那么，上帝的荣耀如何在信徒中得到彰显呢？
Recently, in the last 2 weeks, in the United States, we have remembered and celebrated the life of one of the greatest ministers and evangelists of our time.
在过去的两周时间里，在整个美国都在纪念一个很著名的被蒙神使用的一个牧者。
His name is Billy Graham. He died at the age of 1999. At the age of 99.
他的名字叫葛培，他在99岁的高龄被人接去。<laughs>
He was born in the previous century, but he died recently in his home in North Carolina.
他是去世在北卡的家中。
One of the interesting things that I've been hearing and reading about is the legacy and the testimony that he left.
我们知道最有趣的一个事情，他的见证和他给我们留下的遗产是。
As he was sharing the good news of Jesus to millions of people around the world.
当他向所有成百万的人传播福音的时候。
He has made an impact and shared the good news of Jesus to all of these people in different countries.
他影响了很多人的生命，也影响了很多的国家。
That the results and the fruits of his ministry are evident and are seen in millions of people as their lives have been changed.
他们的事工所结的果子可以在几百、成百、上千万的人中可以得到看见。
We can see that God's glory and God's splendor was manifested in his life.
透过他，我们可以透过他的事工，我们可以看到上帝的荣耀和他们的上帝的光辉。
And an interesting thing is that the parents of his wife, Ruth Graham, his in-laws, they were missionaries in China.
值得指出的是，他的妻子，他们孩子的母亲是在中国出生的传教士。
And they also have an interesting connection to our church, because the first couple that Billy Graham married were the parents of Dr. Lawrence Fan. If you know that person. He married, the first couple that he married are the parents of the founding members of this church.
我们这个教会的一个创办人是就是范医生的父母是
The first couple that he married, that he officiated the ceremony.
他主持的第一个婚礼，他主持的第一个婚礼，葛慧里牧师夫妇主持的第一个婚礼，是我们这个教会的方丁的一个就是创办人之一。
Yeah, the Fan family.
对。
So, how is it that God can be glorified in our lives?
上帝的荣耀如何在我们信徒中得到彰显呢？
I'd like to, for you to remember one word, and it is through our unity.
有一个词应该指的是透过我们的合一。
Good. So let us now dive deeper into this text, and let's see what is it that our Lord is praying for.
让我们把目光注在这段圣经里面，看看主是如何为我们祷告的。
Number one, Jesus, God is glorified in our lives because Jesus discloses who God is. Jesus discloses the Father's character to us.
上帝的荣耀在我们中间得到彰显。第一重要的事就是，主耶稣基督把上帝的名字在我们中间显明，主耶稣基督也把上帝的品格在我们中间显明。
Verse 6, he says, I have revealed your name to the man you gave me from this world.
在经文的第六节讲，你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。
The Lord Jesus Christ, in his life and in his ministry of only 33 years on earth, but he displayed who God is through his life.
主耶稣基督在世只有33年的时间，透过这33年的时间，他把上帝的名显给众人。
And notice he says in verse 7, Now they know that all things you have given me are from you.
如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的。
What are all those things?
那些东西是什么呢？
It is who God is, and it is the message that God gave to the world through Jesus.
那些东西就是上帝究竟是谁，而且就是主耶稣基督给我们的信息。
Let us remember what is it that the Lord Jesus did while he was on earth?
让我们想一想，就是主耶稣基督在地上的时候所做的事情。
As we read the Gospels, the previous chapters of John, we see that Jesus, he loved unconditionally every person that came to him.
就像前面的经文所讲的，主耶稣基督就是天父上帝爱，无条件的爱每一个人。
We see how Jesus, in his interaction with the poor and with the needy, that he was forgiving, that he was kind, and he was compassionate.
我们可以看到主耶稣基督他是如何与穷人打交道，如何对那些有需要的人、病人，就是显示他的怜悯。
We see that through the ministry and the service of our Lord, He came to serve and ultimately to give His life for all people.
我们看到我们的主耶稣基督，做众人的仆人，最终是把他自己的生命也舍去。
Of course, our Lord Jesus, he reveals who his heavenly Father is by speaking the words that the Father gave him.
我们的主耶稣基督是 透过把上帝的话语告诉传播给我们来侍奉主。
Read it, look in verse 8, it says, because the words that you gave me, I have given them, and they have received them, and have known for certain that I came from you. Pay attention to the word, words, or message.
在第八节的经文里面写着，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，也确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
So first we see that Jesus displayed who God is through his word. And secondly, Jesus gave the word of his Father another to you and me.
第一是主耶稣基督把上帝的话语显示给我们。
So what is it that this message that Jesus spoke on behalf of his Father? What is this message about that Jesus spoke on behalf of his Heavenly Father?
主耶稣基督的信息的关于上帝天父上帝的重点在哪里呢？
Because when we understand what this message is, then we'll understand the heart of this book.
当我们明白真正明白这个信息的时候，我们就会明白这本书的主要意思。
That we will understand the core of the Christian message.
我们会了解基督徒的核心的价值。
And then we'll be able to share the message effectively with other people.
我们也会更有效地把这个信息传播给其他人。
Remember at the beginning I mentioned that the key word is unity.
所以说，记得我在刚开始的时候说，这个关键词在于合一。
Let's keep that in mind.
让我们记住这些。
So he prays for them. And what is this message? He said, verse 8, the last part, it says that they have believed that you sent me.
在第八节的后半段，他们已经确信是你差遣了我。
It is the kingdom message. It is the message of God's kingdom.
这是一个来自于上帝的国度的信息。
That God in his infinite wisdom, in his perfect wisdom, that he reveals himself to us.
上帝有他超过我们理解的完美的智慧，把他自己显示给我们。
In fact, in the earlier chapter, in another gospel, in Mark, Jesus' first message, the first sermon was, repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
所以说主耶稣基督所传福音的里面是第一句，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Kingdom is in a sense that God's reign and rule has come to earth through a fleshly life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神的国近了就是上帝的主权和权柄透过借着基督来临到我们。
And that's what Jesus says, that these disciples that he's praying for, that they believe that you, Father, sent me, the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣基督在祷告里面说，就是是他们知道，他们相信是你差遣了我。
Let's go back to the life of Billy Graham. One of the testimonies that his children have shared with other people is how God called Billy Graham to this ministry.
让我们回顾一下葛培里牧师的一些事工，他的儿女在回忆是如何上帝如何呼召葛培里牧师。
Billy Graham grew up going to a Christian church service in his country, country village in North Carolina.
葛培里牧师在年轻的时候去他的乡村的教会。
But it is only when he was about 13 and 14 years old when he truly personalized faith for himself.
不过只是在他13或者10岁的时候，他才建立了和上帝单一的关系。
When his grandmother was on a deathbed and passing away.
当他的祖母在床上将要死去的时候，
she lifted up her hands and cried out to God in heaven.
他举起他的双手向着天哭喊。
And she said that I can see you, Jesus. I can see you, and I'm coming to you.
他说，主啊，耶稣啊，我可以看，我现在看见你了，我现在看见你了，我现在要去你那里。
That made a great impact on Billy Graham because after that, he went back and he reread and restudied the gospel message, and he believed that this is true.
这件事对葛菲利有很大的影响，然后他回去仔仔细细的读圣经，然后他相信。
And then later, when he was in his 20s, he had a crisis of belief whether this book is truly all of the truth that God speaks to us, that God shares with us.
等到他二十后来在大概二十岁的时候，他心里面又起了质疑。他心里面想，这真正是神的无误的信息呢，还是其他呢？
Because some of his fellow pastors and ministers, they began to walk away from the truthfulness of this book.
因为他看到有些他的好友或者甚至牧师离开了教会，离开了圣经。
So he took his Bible, he was out there somewhere in the nature, and he said, God, I do not understand everything about this book.
然后他取出他的圣经，他向神祷告，他说，上帝啊，因为我不明白这里面所有的信息。
But I believe it's your revelation.
但是我相信是你的启示。
I believe this is your truth.
我相信这是你的真理。
I believe that you gave this word, this message to me.
我相信这些信息是你给我的。
And he recommitted his life to sharing, to living, and to preaching the message that is found in this book.
然后他决定奉献他的一生为这个圣经上的话语去努力做主的工作。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus, he prayed for us. He prayed and was glorified in us because we believed in the message that he had spoken to us.
弟兄姊妹们，上帝透过我们得荣耀，是因为我们相信这是上帝的话语。
This church will not exist if we do not teach or communicate or preach the good news of this message. From this book.
教会如果我们不相信这是上帝无误的话语的话，教会就不会再存在。
So the Lord Jesus, he said that all, verse 10, all my things are yours and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. Verse 10.
在第十节，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。
Then in verse 11, he reminds them that I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I'm coming to you. He's speaking about his imminent death. In the next 24 hours, he will be tortured and crucified and die on the cross.
在第十节，他是这样祷告：从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。主耶稣基督在二十四个小时之后就会被残酷的对待，被拷打。
And then he, verse 11, the second part, he says, Holy Father, protect them by your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one.
在第十一节经文的后半句是这样写，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
And here's the key of this passage. That the Father is glorified in his disciples when we are united with him.
这个信息的关键是，如果我们在与神是合一的时候，上帝就得了荣耀。
So how do you and I, how are we one with him as Jesus and the Father are one?
我们如何在我们中间以及和上帝一起合一呢？
This is the mystery of the gospel.
这是福音的奥秘。
God of the universe, God the creator, how can He be in us, and how can us be in Him or a part of Him?
上帝，我们的造物主，我们如何才可以在他里边呢？他也如何在我们里边呢？
And that's what separates every other faith or every other religion or every other religious spiritual belief system from the gospel message of Jesus Christ.
这个奥秘，主耶稣基督的这个信息，让我们和其他的信仰、其他的宗教分离开来。
It's the mystery of the kingdom of God.
这是神的国的奥秘。
Mystery not that is so secret that we cannot know.
这个奥秘并不是说如此神秘，让以至于我们不能够明白。
But it's a mystery, it's a secret that has been kind of covered up, concealed. But now it has been opened up and revealed through the life of Jesus Christ.
这个奥秘是透过我们的主耶稣基督显明出来。
And brothers and sisters, we are blessed and privileged that we have an opportunity to read this book, to study, to think about, and to discuss.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天是蒙福的，是有特权来有机会读这个神的话语。
God's glory and splendor is opened up to us when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
上帝的荣耀和他的光辉已经向我们敞开了，只要我们信他的话语。
When we receive the message that Jesus has spoken.
当我们接受他的信息，当我们敞开接受他的信息的时候。
And when we take this message and share this message with other people that have not believed yet.
当我们领受这信息，并且把这信息传播给其他人，分享给其他人的时候。
Next month, when I come back again, we'll continue through John chapter 17, and we will see how Jesus concludes this prayer on behalf of the unbelievers.
在下个月，当我再回来的时候，我们会会总结一下主耶稣基督的祷告，看他如何是为其他人祷告。
Meanwhile, remember, in verse 12, as he was praying for those 12 disciples, or for the disciples that lived in the present, but he was praying that they'll be protected by your name, by Father's name. Verse 12, the first part of verse 12.
在经文的十二节是这样写。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名，保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。
And be assured, brothers and sisters, that the Lord Jesus is guarding you. He is holding on to you, even sometimes when you don't feel like He is near you.
弟兄姊妹们，希望你们信任。真的明白，主耶稣基督在保守你，在紧紧的抓住你，甚至在你绝望的时候。
That's for those of us who have believed and trusted in Him. That's for believers. For those of us who have trusted and believed in Him, He will guard us to the end. He will be with us and He will keep us safe in His hand.
对于我们这些信徒来说，他是保守我们，保守我们，看顾我们。
But how about there might be some of you who are not sure who is Jesus in your life? You're not sure whether He is really the Lord God, the Son of God, the Savior.
如果你现在还不太清楚主耶稣基督是谁，他是不是上帝的儿子
？I would encourage you.To continue reading through this chapter when you go home.
我愿意鼓励你回到家里面的时候，继续的读一段，读一下这段的经文。
And if possible, I want to challenge you to read the whole book of John. There's only 21 chapters.
我也愿意再挑战一下你，鼓励你回去把整个约翰福音读一下。
And you will see that through the life and ministry of this God-man, that there is no one like him. It cannot be. It could not be that he was just a mere religious person, a mere man.
我们透过主耶稣基督的事工，就会了解到，在人世上再没有一个像主耶稣基督这样的一个人。
That he was indeed God in flesh. That Jesus was indeed God in human flesh.
我们真正明白主耶稣基督是神道成的肉身。
And brothers and sisters, that's how God is glorified in his disciples' life, when we believe in him, in his word, and in his word.
当我们相信这是他的话语的时候，相信主耶稣基督的时候，上帝就在我们中间得了荣耀。
And we believe that the Father sent him.
如果我们也相信是上帝差遣了主耶稣基督。
Because as we believe in Christ Jesus, we are one with him as he is with the Father.
如果我们相信主耶稣基督，也相信是，他和上帝是合一个。
So what does it mean to us?
这对我们意味着什么呢？
What can we, you know, like take home with us?
我们可以带回家什么呢？
Well, again, the key word unity.
再一次讲，就是关键词是合一。
You know, as we live a life together as a body of Christ, as a body of Chinese Baptist Church.
就像我们在一起是一个主耶稣基督的，像 CBC 是一个主耶稣基督的肢体。
Our purpose, our message is very simple as a church.
我们的目的，我们的信息很清楚。
In fact, that's one of the missions, that's the mission statement of the church, and that is, we celebrate the King.
这是我们教会的 CBC 教会的一个使命的目的，就是庆祝万王之王。
We celebrate, we worship, we honor him, we enjoy him, we serve him as a body. We celebrate the King.
我们尊荣他，我们庆祝他，尊荣他，享受他。
And second is, we become like his son Jesus. We become in the likeness of his son. And how do we do that? It's through being in his word, in the fellowship, in his spirit.
第二点呢，是我们跟随主的脚步，越来越像主，按着神的话语，跟随神的话语，遵行神的话语，越来越像主。
And that is actually the theme for this year, right? That your word is sweeter than honey.
那就是我们在一月份所背诵的经文，你的话语比蜜还要甘甜。
There is no other way that we can become like the Lord. It is only through his word.
我们没有其他的路可以让我们更像主，除了我们顺服他的话语。
And thirdly, we connect with people who don't know Jesus yet. We invite them. We gather with them. We make them feel welcome. That, hey, we're Christians, that you're welcome here.
第三点呢，我们教会的一个目标之一就是，与那些还没有得救的人联系，让我们把主耶稣基督的信息分享出去。
Brothers and sisters, not every Christian will become like Billy Graham, who was on TV for 5 decades, who traveled so many countries and spoke face to face with millions of people.
不是弟兄姊妹们，不是每一个人都是要像葛佩里牧师一样，面对那么多的人，而且去向那么多的国家去传道。
You know, on his tombstone, during his memorial service, one of the words that was written is from the Bible, and it says, "Good job, well done, good and faithful servant."
在他的追思礼拜上，有一句是这样的话，描述他的工作。
Brothers,
你的工作已经完成了，就是良善忠心的仆人。Brothers
and sisters, God calls you and me to live a life that will display His glory.
弟兄姊妹们， 上帝要用我们来荣耀神。
We're not looking for credit or for honor from any human being, but we're only looking for God's blessing and approval in Him saying to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
我们不是在寻求任何人的我们自己的荣耀，而在寻求有一天上帝，我们见到上帝的时候，上帝会告诉我们，你已经完了你的工作，良善又忠心的仆人。
You don't have to have impressive qualifications for God to use you.
你不必有一些让人印象深刻的一些非常的特别的特点。
You've been accepted and received by the Lord. For who you are.
只需要你接受神的话语，照你自己的本相。
And remember that Jesus promises that He guarded and He will guard us to the very end.
记得我们主耶稣基督的话，他会保守我们。
He will protect us.
他会保护我们。
And He will be with us even in the moments of distress and tragedy that all of us are going or will go or have gone through. He is near us.
甚至在我们经历很多患难的时候、挫折的时候，他仍然会在我们旁边。
So again, brothers and sisters, God's splendor, God's glory is made open through our lives as we believe in Him every day, day on day-to-day basis.
弟兄姊妹们，只要我们是相信上帝，他就会跟我们一直在一起。
He is glorified in us as we are united with Him and as we're united with one another.
只要是我们合一，我们彼此合一，我们也在基督里合一，就是上帝就会在我们中间得荣耀。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, Holy Father, thank you for your love.
我们天上的父，谢谢你对我们的爱。
Thank you for speaking to us through your word, the Bible.
谢谢你对我们借着圣经对我们讲话。
Help us to believe in you, in what you have said to us, and to believe in your Son Jesus.
帮助我们相信你，借着耶稣基督信靠你。
Lord, we pray that if there's anyone in this place who is not sure whether the Lord Jesus is truly your son, we pray that today, or starting from today, that they will seriously consider who you are and what you've done for us through him.
我们在这里，如果还有人没有不清楚你是谁，天父你是谁，如果还没有信主耶稣基督，我现在在这里为他们祷告，向他你保守他们，引领他们，让他能够更多的认识你。
Thank you again for brothers and sisters, here in this place.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是
Thank you for everyone that is here, and we pray that all of us will love you and serve you.
我们感谢为所有的人在这里的人感谢你，我们感谢你。
Thank you for Jesus and what He's done for us.
谢谢主耶稣为我们所做的工作。
In His name we pray.
我们靠主耶稣基督的。